lead for Bryce. First pitch to Jackson is in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Churio 0 for 2 today, a pop up and a strikeout. He has seen King for a third time this afternoon. The more you see him, the easier it should get. A 1 is high, 1-1. It's a lot easier to say that from the broadcast booth than in the batter's box. But the numbers would back that up. King at 104 pitches. 1-1. Missed off the plate. 2-1. Churio showing some good ball strike skills here so far in this at bat. King looks in. And the pitch. That caught the outside corner. Good pitch from King. A fastball at 92, and we're even at 2-2. Terang has not shown any interest in trying to take off for second base yet. The 2-2, there goes the runner. Pitch is down and in the dirt. And Terang into second with a stolen base. Number 9 on the year for Bryce Terang, and it's a full count on Jackson Churio at the plate. Delta Dental and Delta Vision donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin for every stolen base. Two great plans and one name you trust. So a runner in scoring position for the crew. 3-2 pitch. Jackson swings on it and fouls it back into the net. And it stays at 3-2. Brewers first at bat with a runner in scoring position in this game. King at the end of his day, the 3-2. Jackson swinging a miss on a sweeper down and away. He strikes out, and before Perkins comes to the plate, Mike Schilt is out of the dugout, and he is going to go to the bullpen here and bring in Wandy Peralta. It is a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen, but before we do that, 10 seconds for station identification on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Back with you from American Family Field with Josh Maurer and Kent Sommerfeld. Lane Grindle with you. The U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen has been made. Wandy Peralta coming in. 0-0 ball game on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design with full access cabinet construction, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works when you need it. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Clubhouse manager Tony Migliaccio and Mr. Baseball Bob Uecker.
Hey, Bob, I had a box from Usinger's here. Have you seen it?
Buddy.
It was a big box with Usinger's on the side. Are you sure? It was right here.
No, I haven't seen it.
Because it looks a lot like that box strapped on the back of your bike that says Usinger's.
Oh, that box. Those are hats.
They must really be cool hats, Bob. The box has Frost on the side.
Oh, you got to keep them refrigerated. See ya.
Look for Usinger's Fine Sausage at your local grocer.
It's our lowest prices of the season at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Right now, shop unbeatable deals on the things you need for spring. Like select sizes of Meow Mix cat food, just $16.99. Get a free bag of Estate garden fertilizer when you buy new Estate premium 4-in-1 lawn treatment. Assorted brake pads, rotors, and suspension parts, 20% off. And 50-pound bags of Diamond Crystal natural solar salt, $5.99 each. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Two outs, bottom of the eighth inning, runner at second. Wandy Peralta on for the Padres in a 0-0 game. First pitch to Blake Perkins. Misses outside with a two-seam fastball, and it's 1-0. Michael King pitched a dandy today for the Padres. Leaves after 7 2/3, 2 hits, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts. But Terang is his responsibility at second base. The 1-0, and Perkins hits it foul and out of play down the first base line. It's 1-1. Blake is 0 for 2 today. A strikeout and a ground out for the Brewers center fielder. Wandy Peralta, he worked in last night's game. 1-1, ground ball through the left side and into left field. Terang around third, he's headed for home. Profar's throw to the plate is not in time. It's all the way back to the backstop, and Perkins scrambles towards second. The Brewers have broke the ice in the eighth. It's 1-0 Milwaukee. The Padres turn Perkins around right-handed with the lefty Peralta, and he pulls the ground ball through the left side, and the Brewers, for the moment, have won the staring contest here in this series finale. A 1-0 lead in the eighth, and now here's Sal Frelick. That run charged to King, and the pitch missed inside. It's 1-0 on Sal. What a moment for Blake Perkins here this afternoon. 1-0 pitch, and Frelick took a strike at the knees. It's 1-1. Contreras in the on-deck circle. Brewers looking for insurance now. Brought to you by Network Health. 1-1 is down and in. 2 balls and a strike. Visit NetworkHealth.com to find the health insurance plan to fit your needs. Insurance, it's what they do. 2-1 on Sal. Peralta looking in. The pitch popped up, foul and out of play behind home plate. And it's 2-2. Peralta looking in. 2-2 pitch. Nailed the outside corner, and Frelick strikes out looking to end the inning. But the Brewers take the lead on a 2-out RBI single by Blake Perkins. It's 1-0 as we head to the ninth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of 4 new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, 5 times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
Every pitch all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
One nothing Brewers as we head to the top of the ninth inning, and Yoel Piops is on for a Fleet Farm Saves opportunity. Find savings on everything you need in one stop. Piops will have to go through the meat of the order for the Padres. Profar, Machado, and Ha-Sung Kim. The Brewers with a bullpen day today, and they have pitched a shutout through eight. Finally break the ice with some scoring, pushing a single tally across in the bottom of the eighth, and now Pyomp's trying to finish it. Profar takes a strike on a two-seam fastball. It's 0-1. Profar 0-for-2 today with a walk. Pyomp's 0-1 pitch is swung on and fouled at the plate, and it's 0-2. Brewers trying to salvage a game out of this series and win their 11th game of the season before heading off to St. Louis after an off day tomorrow. Pyomp's 0-2 pitch missed a little bit high. Profar didn't go up there. It's 1-2. Padres with a little action in their bullpen just in case. 1-2 pitch swung on and fouled back into the net. Profar had a good swing at that one, but fouled it straight back. Pyomp's 1-2. Tapper off the mound is Pyomp's under his glove. Fielding is Terang. Off balance though to first in time. And Profar is the first out here of the ninth. Brewers also brought Joey Weimer into this game before this half inning began. He's in left field. Frelick moves from left to right, and Churio is out of the game. Here's Manny Machado. Well, nothing warms up a cool spring day like today like a Usinger brought hot off the grill. Grab it, dip it in some Pine River cold pack cheese spread. First pitch to Machado, missed inside. It's 1-0. And then after you heat it up, cool off with some Cedar Crest frozen custard. Love all their flavors. Sea salt caramel, another favorite of mine. 1-0 to Machado. Popped it up, fouls, headed towards our booth, and hits just below us. And it's 1-1 on Machado. Josh was ready. Up out of his seat. Never really had a chance. Didn't get all the way up here to us. Pyomp sets up on the third base side of the rubber, the 1-1 pitch. Slider in there for a strike, and it's 1-2. That was such a big pitch for him a season ago, and he just broke off a beauty to Machado. One, two pitch. Missed with a very good sinker outside. That's a really good 1-2 pitch from Pyomp, but Machado, he knows the strike zone as well as anybody. He did not activate swing mode. 2-2. Ground ball to third. Charging it is Ortiz. Fields it by the bag. On the throw. The run to first. Throw to first is in time to retire Machado. Ortiz on a slow roller. Machado not the fleetest of foot. Picked it up. And an on-the-run throw. And he got him by a step and a half. And the Padres down to their last chance here in the ninth. Ha-Sung Kim is the batter. He had the big swing in yesterday's game. That was the difference in the game. He's got a hit today, and he's 1-for-3. Pyomp's first pitch. Nailed the outside corner with a two-seam fastball. It's 0-1. And that just missed down and away with a slider. I don't know how Kim laid off of it. 1-1 on the Padres shortstop. Pyomp's an out away. The 1-1. Down and away with a slider. It's 2-2. Jackson Merrill is in the on-deck circle for San Diego. Pyomp's doesn't want to see him. 2-1 pitch. Missed outside. 3-1. So the advantage to Kim in this counts. Everybody on their feet right now at American Family Field. Pyomp's looking in. Here's the 3-1 pitch and a slider for a strike. And the count is full. It's 3-2. Not a single person is sitting down right now. A 1-0 game. Kim will use his timeout and step out of the box for a moment. Pionk's trying to finish the job. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. Lined out towards left center field. Perkins on the run. He's there. He's got it. And the Brewers shut out the Padres in the series finale. And they win this one this afternoon by a final of 1-0. A classic here this afternoon. And a stare down between the Brewers and the Padres. A pitching gem. But it was Blake Perkins to catch the final out, and why not? He was the hero in the bottom of the eighth with the base hit to left to score Terang and to give the Brewers the 1-0 win as they shut out San Diego and they get ready for a road trip to St. Louis and Pittsburgh. Brewers win it 1-0. We're back to tell you all about it after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
We all know Milwaukee fans bleed blue and gold, and they wouldn't settle for anything less than the best for their Brewers. So why bring home unwanted guests after the game? Safeway Pest Management, family-owned since 1956, understands the championship expectations for our brew crew and deliver reliable, eco-friendly pest control for your home. Don't let pests steal your victory lap. Call Safeway Pest Management now and get a free inspection at 262-679-4422. Show those critters who's the real MVP of your home.
MJ.
Milwaukee Brewers baseball has been brought to you by Sitco. Miller Lite, it's Miller time. Usinger's famous sausage. Usinger's in baseball, it's just not summer without them. American Family Insurance, Menards, Prevea Health, Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Delta Dental, Quick Trip, Fleet Farm, Woodman's Food Market, Pomp's Tire, West Bend Insurance, The Silver Lining, U.S. Cellular, built for us. Carbless, a premium ready-to-drink cocktail. Island Resort and Casino. Coakley Brothers and Brothers Interiors. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Cedar Crest. Wisconsin Biofuels. And Wisconsin Laborers District Council. And Josh, Brewers win it 1-0. This was a very fun baseball game here this afternoon.
This was a Brewers kind of win, wasn't it, Lane?
Yeah, it
pitching
really
and defense. Great job on that side for the crew, and they got just enough to eke out the victory. One run on three hits, but they made those hits count. They all came in the final couple of innings that they batted. Meanwhile, San Diego, no runs, five hits. Nobody made an error in this game. It was great defense both sides. Abner Uribe, tip your cap to that young man, pitching for the second game in a row. After an inning and two-thirds last night, he works around a leadoff triple in the eighth and does not allow that runner to score, and earns his second win of the season. Uribe 2-1. Michael King takes about as hard luck of a loss as you'll see. Took a no-hitter into the seventh inning, got two outs before he gave up his first hit, and ends up losing. He's 2-1 as well. And Yoel Piamps, his second save of the season. Neat and tidy. 2 hours and 4 minutes to play this one in front of 24,521 on a Wednesday afternoon at American Family Field. Brewers get a game in the series, and they're on the road for the next seven. We're back with more from Lane right after this on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer.
rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time. Seniors, WPS Health Insurance wants to see you at American Family Field on select weekday home games. Seniors 60-plus can save 50% on tickets and are invited to stroll along the outfield warning track following the game. Visit brewers.com/WPS to learn more. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Why is construction work in Wisconsin at an all-time high? The federal bipartisan infrastructure law provided funding boosts for critical road and bridge projects, airport improvements, and broadband expansion. The Inflation Reduction Act accelerated utility-scale solar and wind projects. Senator Tammy Baldwin helped get these measures enacted. Call Senator Baldwin and thank her for creating good-paying construction jobs for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Wisconsin Infrastructure Investment Now, Inc.
Hey, Milwaukee, are you looking for a win? Try Unleaded 88. Unleaded 88 is available at lots of Wisconsin gas stations. It's cheaper than regular fuel, and it's better for your engine. Unleaded 88 is grown and produced by Wisconsin farmers. When you fill up with Unleaded 88, you save money, reduce pollution, get a cleaner engine, and you support local farmers. That's a win for all of us. Learn more at wibiofuels.org.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game days, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Well, that's going to do it for our game broadcast here this afternoon. What a game this was. Brewers shut out the Padres in thrilling fashion this afternoon, and they win this game 1-0. We're back with you Friday in St. Louis. On Deck Show, built by Menards, gets started at 6:40. The game to follow at 7:15, game one of that series with the Cardinals. Freddie Peralta for the crew, Kyle Gibson for St. Louis. Our producer and engineer has been Kent Sommerfeld. I'm Lane Grindle, inviting you to stay tuned for Josh Maurer and the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show. That is coming up next. Again, the final score here today, Brewers 1 and the Padres 0. Have a great rest of your afternoon. Drive safely, everybody. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit paysbig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Now's the time to make those big spring purchases at Fleet Farm. Husqvarna mowers, Minn Kota trollers, Goodyear tires. Fleet Rewards credit card members can enjoy special financing for 3 full years on qualifying purchases. So don't wait. There's never been a better time to get everything you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm. 36-month special financing available on in-store purchases of $1,499 or more after discounts made with your Fleet Rewards credit card. Now through May 1st, 2024. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See customer service for details.
Hey, how was practice, guys?
It was hot.
Yeah, I felt like I was melting.
Would you like something to cool you off?
Yeah, that'd be great, Mom. Can we stop at the pool?
How about something colder?
Ice cream, Cedar Crest ice cream.
Good guess, Arlo. How about some delicious Cedar Crest cake pints?
Yeah!
Great, let's head home.
Aren't we stopping at the store?
Nope, I've got a freezer full of Cedar Crest cake pints at the house.
Look for Cedar Crest new cake pints like Red Velvet, Black Forest, and more at your local grocer.
Carbless, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
That was a fun one. This afternoon here in Milwaukee, the Brewers end up with a 1-0 victory against San Diego. Scoring the bottom of the eighth inning after being no hits for the first 6 2/3 innings by Padres right-hander Michael King. It's a Blake Perkins RBI knock that ends up driving in the game's lone run. Welcome into our post-game show brought to you by Potawatomi Sportsbook. Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee is about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold. With a huge video wall seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more, the new Potawatomi Sportsbook is the ultimate sports fan experience. The state-of-the-art venue opens up on May 3rd. Coming up, we've got the scores for you. Starting in the Central, everybody playing a day game today in the NL Central Division. We'll get you the highlights as the Brewers salvage one of the three games in this series and get you ready for the opener of the trip on Friday in St. Louis. That's all coming up. You got to talk about the pitching today. The Brewers didn't have a traditional starting pitcher available to them, so they went bullpen day. Bryce Wilson, terrific for 3 2/3 innings. In his first ever start as a member of the Brewers, he started off a game in which there were three total strikeouts. That's it, ortho ASAP. Start healing faster. And meet with a specialist today. Learn more at orthowisconsin.com. It was Wilson for 3 2/3, Hudson for 2 1/3, and then single innings in the 7th, 8th, and 9th from Peguero, Uribe, and Piamps. Getting into the scoreboard, it was a tough one today for Pittsburgh. The Brewers came in tied for first with the Pirates in the division, but it looks like the Buccos will be swept at Citi Field by the Mets. Bottom of the eighth inning, New York has a 7-1 lead. That was the game Bailey Falter started for Pittsburgh. And that would be three straight losses if it holds for Pittsburgh, putting the Brewers a game ahead of them going into the day off. Well, we welcome on a special guest from the clubhouse, the man who had the big swing in the bottom of the eighth inning. As I said, to provide the only run, Blake Perkins has a headset on with us. And we appreciate you joining us, Blake. That was a nip-and-tuck game. You knew that it was going to probably be decided by one big swing. So when you were up there against the lefty Peralta with two out, what was your approach in that at-bat?
Well, I just want to say, hey, guys, thanks for having me. And in the at-bat, I just was trying to use a big part of the field and just not let the moment get too big. That's the kind of situation we want to be in on the field as players, and it was just really, really great to come through for the guys and pick up our pitching staff, which they did really well today.
Yeah, the pitching was great too, and so was everybody's defense. Yours, you made the catch that ended the game. That was not an easy play on the ball hit by Kim, but from the start of the game, so many great plays on the infield in particular, Blake, behind Wilson, Hudson, everybody, Peguero. When you're out there in center field watching guys like Adames and Terang pick it, what's it like to watch?
You know what? I was joking with Willie that they were loving him today at short. But, no, I mean, it's more surprising when they don't make a play. I guess that's the best way to put it. Like, I'm so confident in them, and I love watching them do their thing. And, obviously, it's right in front of me, so I get to see it all happening. And it's a fun time. I love seeing those guys work.
Blake Perkins on with us from down in the clubhouse. 1-0 Brewers beat the Padres this afternoon. Look, it's early. We're still only in the middle of April, but you guys had lost the first couple of games here of this series. How did this one feel to get? Was it a little bit bigger than others just because of the way the last couple of days went?
Yeah, you know, they threw out some good starters the last few days, so credit to those guys. But I like that we still have that fight in us, and this one was, I think, was big. It's a good momentum boost going into the week-long road trip, and just to get kind of back on track, you know. Those first two were kind of tough, longer games, so I'm just happy that today we won, and then we focus on tomorrow.
Finally, Blake, for you personally, getting in there every day for about a week now. The fact that you've been able to get consistent playing time and take advantage of that and produce the way you have, what's that meant for you to get that confidence from your manager and from the rest of the team?
Yeah, it's awesome. Murph has been great, the same as Ricky, just with encouragement and letting me know that to keep playing hard. And it's been nice for me to be able to have some success for the club and just help impact the team in a positive way. So it's all I could ask for. I'm very grateful.
Congratulations on a great swing and a great win for your team. Thanks so much for the time, Blake.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Go Brewers.
Blake Perkins joining us from the clubhouse after a 1-0 victory. We are on the Pottawatomie Sportsbook postgame, and we've got more scores coming your way right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
Nationwide in the areas of accounting, tax, audit, and consulting, that mission continues. Our five-decade journey has been defined by delivering measurable results to our clients and making a positive impact in our communities. Looking forward to the next 50 years and beyond, we invite you to be a part of our ongoing journey. Visit SVA.com to learn more.
Ice cream and sausage at the ballpark.
Polish, Italian, that's the sausage, not the ice cream.
You're listening to the flagship of the Milwaukee Brewers, WTMJ.
One nothing Brewers, and it's time for our home run distance recap as we welcome you back to the Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. No homers today, but the longest home run that the Brewers have hit so far this season, Gary Sanchez in Baltimore, 434 estimated feet. That home run distance brought to you by SVA, celebrating 50 years of serving people better by providing clients with measurable results. Josh Maurer back with you from American Family Field, doing the senior stroll as I look out from the booth. Brewers win it 1-0 to salvage one of the games in this series. Everybody in the Central, as I mentioned just a few minutes ago, they're playing a day game today, and these next three are all getting underway in just a matter of minutes out on the West Coast. Start with the team the Brewers are about to face next, the Cardinals. They're going to play the Oakland A's today and look for a three-game sweep of Oakland. Steven Matz, the lefty on the mound for the Cardinals. Paul Blackburn, who very quietly has been one of the best pitchers in baseball thus far this season, pitching for Oakland. Blackburn opposing Matz. Cardinals have not swept this series since last July, if you can believe that. They'll try to get all three games at Oakland before they host the Brewers on Friday. Cubs are playing a rubber match of what's been an exciting series in the desert against Arizona. That first pitch is just about to be thrown. They're a chase. Jordan Wicks for Chicago. Brandon Pfaadt for the D-backs. There have been two extra inning thrillers in the first two nights of the series. Last night, the Diamondbacks came back and won 12-11. Randall Grichuk had the walk-off hit. It was a crazy game. Cubs are ending a 9-game Western trip with that one. Then finally, it'll be the Reds trying to avoid being swept out in Seattle. That is a 3-10 first pitch. And you've got Andrew Abbott and Bryce Miller, the opposing pitchers. Abbott, the lefty for Cincinnati. Miller, we saw him very good here at American Family Field for the Mariners against the Brewers. Seattle is going for the sweep. For every Milwaukee home run all season, Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin donates $100 to Hunger Task Force Milwaukee. So far this season, Brewers have hit 24 homers. That means $2,400 to Hunger Task Force. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin, there is a difference. 1-0 Brewers. We'll tell you how with some highlights right after this on the Brewers Radio Network.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit pacebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Jay.
Milwaukee 1, San Diego 0. Pitchers duel extraordinaire today here at American Family Field. And we're back on our postgame show. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee about to change what it means to bet big, bet bold. With a huge video wall, seating for over 200, an expanded food menu, and more, the new Pottawatomie Sportsbook. It's the ultimate sports fan experience. State-of-the-art venue opens May 3rd. It's time to recap this one for you. We've got highlights. And if you liked pitching and defense, this was your kind of game. Not a lot of offensive highlights. At Purveya Health, we sponsor these highlights. They're led by passionate and accomplished doctors who always focus on you. In addition to world-class medical care, you can also expect a perfect dose of compassion, empathy, and kindness. Purveya Health, doctor-led, specializing in you. Brewers, as mentioned, they didn't have a traditional starting pitcher today. Freddy Peralta getting a little extra rest before he gets the opener in St. Louis Friday night. And so it was Bryce Wilson for the first time in his two seasons with Milwaukee getting the ball in the first inning. Meanwhile, Michael King went for the Padres, and you could see immediately that each of those pitchers were dialed in. Wilson, in fact, he struck out the very first two batters of the game. He didn't get any more punch-outs, but he made it through 3 2/3. Without allowing a run. Brian Hudson, the big lefty, came in, stranded a couple of runners in the fourth. Hudson then two scoreless frames of his own. So all of a sudden, you were going into the bottom of the sixth inning from just two pitchers by the Brewers. But they couldn't get any runs against Michael King, who was just dazzlingly good. He did walk two batters in the second inning. And for a long time, those were the only two runners that the Brewers got. He started really picking up a lot of strikeouts as the outing went on. Two in the fifth, two in the sixth. And we remained scoreless into the seventh. Milwaukee still didn't have a hit. Elvis Piguero pitched the seventh inning and gave up a two-out triple to Jackson Merrill, but got a deep fly out from Tyler Wade to keep the game scoreless. So Piguero did his job. And in the bottom of the seventh, after King recorded the first two outs, the Brewers finally got their first hit. It was a little blooper into right by Willy Adames. He would ultimately be stranded on base, but there would be no no-no today for San Diego's Michael King. Top of the eighth inning was a huge turning point in this game. Abner Uribe came in to pitch for the second game in a row, and after going an inning and two-thirds yesterday, he gave up a leadoff triple to Matthew Batten of San Diego. But then Uribe got Kyle Higashioka to pop out with the infield in. Then he made a great pitch on Xander Bogaerts to strike him out swinging, and so the infield was back at regular depth. Batten still at third, and there were two outs with the dangerous Fernando Tatis Jr. at the plate.
1-1. Chopper out in front of the mound. Uribe fields with a bare hand, throws to first, caught by Bowers, and Abner Uribe gets out of it. A leadoff triple goes for naught for San Diego. Uribe gets tough, gets the pop-up, the strikeout, and then fields the position, and a 1-3 ground out ends it here in the eighth, and the fans are on their feet at American Family Field.
It was a phenomenal play, and folks, I wish you could have seen the reaction by Uribe after he made that and got the out. About as excited as you'll see a pitcher on the field. So still scoreless to the bottom of the eighth, and still Michael King out there for San Diego. He got the first man out, but then Bryce Terang, a great piece of hitting to single the opposite way. Then with Jackson Churio batting, Terang stole second base, but Jackson Churio struck out. And that was the final pitch by King. It was his 10th punch out. He was removed by manager Mike Schilt after throwing 109 pitches in a scoreless game. It was left-hander Wandy Peralta who came in to face Blake Perkins. The switch hitter turned around, batted right-handed for the first time in the game, and here's how the at-bat ended.
1-1, ground ball through the left side and into left field. Terang around third. He's headed for home. Profar's throw to the plate is not in time. It's all the way back to the backstop, and Perkins scrambles towards second. The Brewers have broke the ice in the eighth. It's 1-0 Milwaukee.
Big swing from our postgame guest, Blake Perkins. So 1-0, that would be the score going into the ninth, and Yoel Piamps was given the save opportunity. You got a soft ground out from Jurickson Profar to begin the ninth inning. Then Manny Machado, another soft ground ball that Joey Ortiz made a fine play on at third. There were two outs, and the dangerous Ha-Seon Kim came up to the plate.
Piamps trying to finish the job. Three balls, two strikes, the pitch. Lined out towards left center field. Perkins on the run. He's there. He's got it. And the Brewers shut out the Padres in the series finale. And they win this one this afternoon by a final of 1-0. A classic here this afternoon. And a stare down between the Brewers and the Padres. A pitching gem. But it was Blake Perkins to catch the final out, and why not? He was the hero in the bottom of the eighth with the base hit to left to score Terang and to give the Brewers the 1-0 win as they shut out San Diego.
And no sweep for the Padres. Brewers improved to 11-6 on the season, heading on the road for the next seven games. We'll preview that trip for you. It begins in St. Louis Friday night. It's coming up when we come back to wrap up the Potawatomi Sportsbook postgame show on the Brewers Radio Network.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, Cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
Or wherever you get your podcast.
Brewers win 1-0. Great pitching and defense here today. Milwaukee 11-6 on the season as they get one of the three against the visiting Padres. Wrapping things up, Pottawatomie Sportsbook post-game show. Let's go down on the farm, shall we? It's brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleets. Stop by for all of your lawn and garden needs, like fertilizer, gardening supplies, lawn mowers, and so much more. Or shop online at farmandfleet.com. Been a great start to the year up in Appleton for the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers. They won their seventh game already this season this afternoon. 7-3, the final score over Cedar Rapids. And I want to point out a young man named Mike Bovee, B-O-E-V-E. A draft pick last year by the Brewers, Bovee went 3-for-3 today with a walk. He's batting, how about this? You're not going to believe it. .533. He's batting over .500 a couple of weeks into the season is Mike Bovee. That's a name to keep your eye on, Brewers fans. 5-3, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, and they improved to 7-3 on the season. Day off tomorrow for the crew, and then we come back at you from St. Louis on Friday nights. Hope you can join us then. Game one of the series against the Redbirds at 6:40 with the On Deck Show built by Menards. First pitch at 7:15 from Busch Stadium. Freddie Peralta, well-rested, will get the ball, and Kyle Gibson, a new member of the rotation for the Cardinals, opposes him. Cardinals are playing in just a minute, getting underway. In fact, they did out in Oakland. Steven Matz on the mound. They're trying to sweep the A's before they come home to face the Brewers. Can't wait to talk to you then. Until that point, I'm Josh Maurer, wishing you a great rest of your Wednesday. Sun's coming out, I can see. Have a great one. For Lane Grindle and producer-engineer Ken Sommerfeld, we say so long from American Family Field. Again, the final score, Milwaukee 1, San Diego 0. This has been a presentation of the Brewers Radio Network. So long, everyone.
Ready to hit a home run at your next tailgate or special event? Step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's Freezer Pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
Get ready for endless excitement at the Lanes on 20, Racine's premier entertainment destination. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun, featuring top-notch live entertainment, bago, and volleyball leagues in the backyard patio. Or chill indoors at Angry Brothers Pub, serving up mouth-watering daily specials like the in-house smoked ribs and brisket on the weekends. Cool off with a craft beer, seltzer, or one of the game day drink specials. So if you're looking to refine your skills or just have some fun, grab your crew and head on down to the Lanes on 20.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.
Senators are sworn in and getting an impeachment trial started against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Republicans want to have some time and space to make an argument before America on the floor. Democrats are keen on shutting this down as quickly as possible.
Whistleblower Sam Salaport testified before a Senate panel today on Boeing.
I have serious concerns about the safety of the 787 and 777 aircraft, and I'm willing to take on professional risk to talk about them.
Former federal authorities and some engineers also testified about crashes. It's unclear yet if the Justice Department will file criminal charges. Israel's facing intense scrutiny to get more aid to Palestinians. CBS's Deborah Pata.
The United Nations says Israel has shown signs of good intentions regarding aid, but that over 40% of its requests to transport supplies through Israeli checkpoints in Gaza were turned down last week.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
This report is sponsored by the Lanes on 20. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back, Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm personally just completely disturbed by the comments that Senator Tom Cotton, a Republican of Arizona, has made. He made these comments on Monday, doubled down on them in post to X on Tuesday. And this coming from a man who had, up until about a month ago, called the January 6th folks insurrectionists, said that there should be no quarter for those people. Now, he was in part forced to take that position because he had called for no quarter against the people who devolved into criminality and violence during the Black Lives Matter protests in 2020. And he did so in some of the most scathing rhetoric that the New York Times has ever published. But all of a sudden, that position, when it came to January 6th, folks, well, maybe not, signed on to the Supreme Court brief arguing that certain insurrectionists shouldn't be charged under the obstruction of Congress criminal statute and federal code. And then this past Monday, Mr. Law and Order, Mr. Anti-Vigilantism, two-time Harvard graduate, Harvard lawyer, Senator Tom Cotton, had this to say. We'll start with the long one again.
I have to say, Sandra, I agree with you that you have to get to these criminals early.
Not protesters.
If something like this happened in Arkansas on a bridge there, let's just say I think there'd be a lot of very wet criminals that have been tossed overboard, not by law enforcement, but by the people whose road they're blocking. If they glued their hands to a car or the pavement, well, probably pretty painful to have their skin ripped off. But I think that's the way we'd handle in Arkansas. And I've encouraged most people anywhere that get stuck behind criminals like this who are trying to block traffic to take matters in their own hands. There's only usually a few of them, and there's a lot of people being inconvenienced. It's time to put an end to this nonsense.
And the short version.
I sympathize with law enforcement having to deal with this, but I think it's time for private citizens who are the ones being inconvenienced here when they're confronted with these protesters just to solve matters on their own before the police even show up.
Where is this now the Conservative Party is gone? I mean, the conservatives that I know and have deep respect for, that I've known my entire life, would never condone this kind of language. Is this where we're at in a post-Trump or current Trump GOP party, which can I call it the GOP? I tend to think it's just the party of MAGA now, where violence is an acceptable response when you disagree. Is that now a conservative value? It can't be. This is in line with my apoplectic response to conservatives blocking aid to Ukraine. Conservatives and the Republican Party used to be the party that were foreign policy hawks. that were about law and order. Where have you gone? I can't make sense of this. I mean, I'd wager that TopCon's probably going to send out like fundraising emails based on this. Oh, I'm going to tell those liberals we're going to rip the skin off their hands. That's a good response in a civil democracy. Why is that acceptable from a senator, no less? I just, please, someone help me understand. If you're a Republican, a conservative, you're going to go right to the front of the phone queue. If you are just as disturbed by this, if you want to share your thoughts on this, is this the bottom? Can we descend further? Because none of those statements, again, the opposition to Ukraine funding, those are not conservative positions. They've never been. What Senator Cotton said would never have been acceptable in the GOP before Donald Trump. He would be apologizing. Instead, on Tuesday, he doubled down, posted a video of protesters in France getting basically physically drug off a street by another citizen. It's not okay. Mark from Prairie du Sac, what do you have to say?
It's pretty disgusting. It's pretty disturbing. I mean, that my opinion was is that when those protesters, none of those protesters should have left the Capitol except under arrest. I mean, that they should have been all arrested on January 6th, departing the building. But Trump didn't deploy the forces that were, you know, that we would have needed to do that. I mean, and for Tom Cotton to excuse this kind of thing, I mean, images dart through my mind is that, what about the events in Little Rock when they integrated the schools there, when the protesters were there? They had to have National Guard troops. What would his opinion have been if the National Guard troops would have said, well, we got scared by these angry protesters that were there and just started shooting the protesters that were there for protesting the black students entering the school. I mean, or the bridge in Selma, that all those, you know, that he just said, oh, call it the tanks and just drive all those people off the bridge.
Well, it seems to be entirely situational, which isn't the point. The term civil disobedience, has Tom Cotton heard of it? We cannot have our values and our principles as Americans be situational. We cannot demand grace. We cannot demand quarter only for those that are like us, believe like us, and think like us. Our values and principles as Wisconsinites and Americans are only truly our values and principles when we defend them as they are applied to those that we think are totally wrong, that we completely disagree with, that we think may, in fact, be reprehensible. That is the morality of democracy, that it demands equal treatment under the law, that we do not have situationally applied legal systems or enforcement of the laws. Now, everyone agrees that the legal system isn't always fair. It isn't always just. But that does not mean that we abandon that ideal, that we stop striving for that. And it certainly cannot be that we would accept rhetoric of violence from any of our political leadership, least of all a former president, and certainly not a senator named Tom Cotton from Arkansas. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to be back with more after the top of the hour's weather, news, and sports. Don't go anywhere. I got a special guest coming up. You won't want to miss it.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN, Pete Schwabach.
On the next show, I'm joined by Hundreds of Beavers director Mike Cheslick, Mrs. Roper's Romp fundraiser organizer Megan Bruckshin, and Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory director Justin Superstar.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavors. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, south of Carthage College.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.